We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 9:23. The EPA says radioactive waste at the Westlake landfill is more widespread than previously thought, and an underground fire on the site continues to burn. That's what residents heard at a meeting in Bridgeton last night, where the project manager provided an update.
One of the attendees at that meeting was the co-founder of Just Moms STL, Dawn Chapman. Welcome back to KMOX, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we hear the EPA say that, the radioactive waste is more widespread than we thought. So get us up to speed with what's happening here, because the EPA did test that ground, and we're all kind of confused about when they're supposed to clean it up.
Yeah, so are we. It was a very discouraging meeting, obviously. We've been doing this for 10 years. I live next to this site trying to get answers. And other than the fact that they found more, we really didn't walk away with any answers. They're preparing another meeting on May the 9th to come back in and give us everything that they know about the site. But it makes no sense why they didn't do that last night.
Dawn, I will say this. You are a fighter. You've been at this, as you said, for a long time. Does it get frustrating? And what information do you get? Do you hear that there's another meeting coming? And do they say even what to expect in the next meeting?
So they did say that there is a meeting coming on May the 9th, and that's set from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the same location, and that they're going to go over those test results that they found. But honestly, it is very discouraging. You know, I stood at the mic for like 5 seconds last night, and then I just cried. Because now my kid's sick, and now it's personal. And I feel like, you know, looking back on the past 10 years, we fought this agency harder than we fought the polluter. And I don't understand how, after 10 years of this, this agency can't learn from its mistakes and come back and do things right.
They did say, as we said at the top of this interview, that the radiation is worse than they thought, but not an added risk to the residents. So what was the reaction to that?
Well, the answer is it's not a risk today because we fought them and they covered the surface with rock in areas where it's on the surface. But that doesn't mean, Debbie, that 10 years ago when it wasn't covered, that it wasn't a risk. And it doesn't mean that when I moved in here and I was pregnant, it wasn't a risk. You know, what they keep saying is, we're not going to go back and focus historically, Dawn. We want to focus forward and today. And I'm like, that's great. But you know what? This room is full of sick people. And by the time you get to the cleanup, we're going to be even less. You know, there's people that have died this past year that weren't in the room last night. And that was just very difficult.
Can you tell our listeners, when you say your child is now sick and the room is full of sick people, I'm not sure that others who don't live near where you live fully grasp the level of concern and sickness.
So I can say this because I did not grow up in this area. I live 20 miles south in Fenton. So all the people I graduated high school with, I'm still in contact with all of them and they're doing okay. But then I look up here and the people that I live next to now who graduated up here and have lived up here their whole lives, and they're not. Entire streets with autoimmune diseases. You know, one thing about this site that listeners may not know, this is not in a rural area. There are bus stops right in front of this site. You know, there's a subdivision right next to this site with kids. There are parks. This is a major hospital. This is in an area that is very well populated. And, you know, the site had a lot of work going on at it. And with this radioactive waste, it was dusty and it blew everywhere. You know, that's what, and the consequence of that is what we're seeing, which is the same consequence that you see at all the Manhattan Project sites in St. Louis, you know, Coldwater Creek, even out in St. Charles, Weldon Spring.
Dawn, for what, I mean, you've gone over this so many times with us, but for those who are just tuning in and just listening, what does it take to clean up the site? What is the process and how long would that take?
So, interestingly enough, the process to clean it and the length of time to clean it, it's no big deal. They're only going to go 20 feet, and there are only certain places on this site that they're going to go. The rest they're going to leave behind, and they're going to cap with a special cover that traps in the radioactive gas. You know, the struggle and getting them to the point where they can sink a shovel in, the honest-to-God problem is we're actually fighting the Department of Energy, another federal regulatory agency who's the polluter at this site. And I believe, we all believe, that they are stalling and dragging their feet.
I can't imagine how frustrating that is. So we're going to definitely follow up with you after the next meeting. But it was interesting last night that the EPA did admit that there is a trust issue. So I guess that they do admit that. And they said they wanted to have better communication. So what did that mean to you when they said that?
You know, I think it's important to remember that the people sitting up at that table were not around 10 years ago. So my anger and my heartbreak is not on them. And I actually hugged one of the engineers and she just cried. And it broke my heart because they're trying. The problem is the Environmental Protection Agency is a smaller agency than the Department of Energy. They're outlawed. They cannot fight and regulate this monster federal agency. And they're trying for everything that they're worth. That's why we asked last night for the Department of Energy to be brought to the meeting, you know, because they need to be part of this conversation. We need to see the real bad guy here. And I think that as far as reaching out to people, their statistics last night showed that, you know, 55% of the people that live around the landfill are renters and are living in extended stay motels. So they have a lot of work to do building trust and erasing barriers to be able to get information to those people. And I think they realize that they get very offended as an agency when these people won't come directly to them. And it's like, then use the people in the community that they trust that are willing to reach out to these people. Stop being offended by things that, you know, are not your fault.
Dawn, thanks again for the time this morning, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.